Some people don't have enough money, and some people have all the money they need but still want more. Riding a recent wave of North Bay Theater, taking a hard look at issues of economic injustice and the growing frustration of the 99%, two new productions are treating local theatergoers to different sides of the same profit and loss coin. At Cinnabar Theater, Dario Fo's We Won't Pay, We Won't Pay is an over-the-top, outrageously farcical Monty Python-esque comedy springing from the desperation faced by working-class people who just can't seem to get ahead, no matter how hard they try. It sounds like bleak material, but in Fo's hands, it becomes one of the funniest, most audaciously weird comedies of the year. Directed by Laura Jorgensen, with an eye for physical comedy and a nearly perfect sense of pacing, something not easy to do in this kind of show, We Won't Pay begins when a working-class housewife, Antonia, is caught up in a spontaneous mob protest, joining hundreds of women all over her city in raiding the local market. Prices have been shooting up astronomically day by day, so the women carry off whatever groceries they can carry, chanting, "We won't pay! We won't pay!" And that's just the beginning. After sharing her bounty with her best friend, Margarita, who hides the groceries beneath her coat, a mountain of lies begin to pile up for Antonia, beginning with her spur-of-the-moment fib when her husband Giovanni notices the strange bulge beneath the jacket that Margarita is pregnant. This is news to Margarita's husband, Luigi, and as the police begin a house-to-house search for the stolen groceries, all hell breaks loose in a colliding series of misunderstandings that push credibility to a hilarious breaking point. The result is creative, crude, ridiculous, and more fun than one would expect from a play that frequently delves into some very dark territory, as the gap between those who have nothing and those who want to keep them that way grows disturbingly wide and dangerous. The cast is agile and game, fusing the energies of the great 1950s situation comedies with the anything-goes antagonism of Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert. The script gets a tad preachy in its final moments, which is regrettable. The audience may have been laughing their butts off, but the underlying truth in Fo's sharp-sighted satire is always painfully clear. In Jerry Stirner's Other People's Money, running through October 6th at Main Stage West, the point of view switches from the workers to the bosses. Andrew Jorgensen is the cagey but kind-hearted president of a New England wire and cable company, a 77-year-old institution that becomes the object of financial desire for a crude, lascivious, greedy businessman named Larry Garfinkel, a.k.a. Larry the Liquidator. One of the tricky little treats in Stirner's play is how Larry, obviously the villain, avaricious, self-serving, is also playful, fun-loving, and brutally honest. He's a likable monster, going head-to-head with Andrew, the likable saint. It's one of the factors that makes Other People's Money such a complex and entertaining ride. Directed by Elizabeth Craven, the play incorporates a nifty turntable set, rotating from the cramped offices of the cable and wire factory to Larry's opulent New York skyscraper. Far less slapsticky than We Won't Pay, it covers some of the same territory, only from the perspective of the people making the decisions that affect the workers and their families. Timely and troubling, OPM is wickedly funny, savagely realistic, and monstrously good. Other People's Money runs through October 6th at Main Stage West. Visit mainstagewest.com. We Won't Pay, We Won't Pay runs through October 7th at Cinnabar Theater, cinnabartheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.